covered so far as the case history, and not even all of it. So you haven't even got into
the
substance of the
con. We haven't gotten the motion yet, the final motion either. So.
We did do the motion.
Yeah, he did
we
this
didn't
motion.
Approve it yet.
Right.
We haven't said
we haven't voted.
I haven't voted on the motion yet.
Sure.
So I'm not sure exactly where I was, but the public hearing was noticed for and held on February 27th, beginning at 8:30 in the Commission Hearing Room on the 12th floor of the State Capitol, right here. And we allowed, after the conclusion of the rulemaking hearing, a comment period until March 9th, during which data, views, or oral arguments concerning the proposed rulemaking could be reviewed by the Commission and made a part of the rulemaking record to be considered by the Commission. I will just summarize by saying that we had a healthy and vigorous hearing. We had people who I think were feeling that some of these rules went too far, and some who felt that they didn't go far enough, and some that felt they were very good, and different rules had different proposed changes, had different responses. We have made changes to the rule package to take into full consideration many of the comments that we received, and I could go through these one by one, but everyone has them printed out. If there are questions on specific things, we can discuss them, but I think we've been over them all in the work session, and nothing significant added beyond the things that we concluded should be changed in that work session. And so I don't think, unless there's questions, there's a lot new to talk about that we haven't already plowed the ground. So I guess that concludes my comments on it, and I am ready to move forward.
All right, we have a motion and a second. Is there further discussion?
I agree, Randy. I think that there was significant public input on this issue. A lot of back and forth, a lot of comments were filed both from the public and the industry, a number of work sessions. I think you started this initial drafting last fall. So I think there's been probably, if we really looked at it, 6 months of back and forth with industry and the public on the proposed rules, and really getting to this point where we have gone through pretty exhaustively all of those issues and done our very best to find a compromise that we think protects in the way that we want to protect the public's interest, while also providing a reasonable regulatory environment on which the wind industry can operate. So I'm very satisfied with the package as it stands and the process as you led it. And I think that, you know, the final package really balances the needs of industry to have, you know, surety and certainty and reasonable rules, and also protects the public much stronger than it did before with the bonding and the financial assurances that are going to be required from the initial date of operation versus 10 years later, which is the big difference here with this rule package. And then also all the other elements of requiring a little deeper depth of removal of the foundations and some of the other infrastructure, and also defining what is what it means to be inoperable or to trigger the decommissioning. So I think that, you know, you did a really good job pulling this together and leading the commission through this. And I think the final package, goes a long way to providing the kind of protections that the public deserves to have and still allows industry to develop and flourish in North Dakota.
Well, thank you. And your comments remind me a little bit of something that I think I mentioned early on in the process, but especially when I go home out into kind of coal country and drive by abandoned spoil piles, and I'm never critical of the folks who did that years ago because they needed to get power, and they didn't have the technology or the science or the large equipment necessary to do it efficiently and also reclaim the land properly. But when we had that science and technology and equipment, rules and laws were put into place to make sure that land gets reclaimed. Mm-hmm. And that was a very controversial move back in those days to require that and make that imposition on industry. But now looking back, I don't know of anyone who thinks that it should go back to the way it was, where there is no oversight over the ultimate reclamation in that industry. And in this case, I worked hard to get, you know, help encourage some of the first large-scale wind farms in the state. They were right in my home area and wanted to see how they'd work and such. And this industry has grown and developed like the mining industry did many decades ago, for over a decade now, and I think are certainly on their feet well enough to accept this level of oversight to make sure that if something goes awry, away from their plans, that there is a system in place to make sure that, like Governor Link and State Senator Strout talked about years ago, when things are idle again, that the land will be restored and future generations will see the land as good or better than it was before.
I also want to make one additional comment about the staff's work, because I know I got the email with this draft from Jack last night at 11:23. And so, Jack, really appreciate the you going the extra mile to get this done. Jerry, I know you helped him out. But there were a lot of late nights put in by you of late and pretty much on a continual basis, and this product is certainly one of them, results of that, and it isn't going unnoticed, and really very much appreciate you doing that so that we could get this through and make them hopefully active by the next rulemaking consideration by the legislature. So thank you, Jack and Jerry.
Is there any further discussion?
I'll just add that I, of course, came in at the latter part of the process. And a lot of the tremendous amount of work had been done prior to my arrival. And as Julie so accurately said, a lot of work was done by staff on this. But from my perspective, I think the rules are balanced. I think they're forward-looking and do give assurances that the landscape will be returned to the state that it was prior to the facility being put in place. And that's just really important. And whenever we're harvesting energy resources in the state, that we're doing it in a responsible manner, but at the same time capitalizing on those resources. Yeah, it's good for the public. It's good for commerce. And we're fortunate to live in a state where we have so many different options. So that would conclude my thoughts, but it's been, I thought, a very thorough process, and certainly puts in place rules that I think are more substantial, clearly, than they were before.
Is there any further discussion? Sensing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed? Motion is approved.
Is there anything else to come before the commission at this special meeting, which I don't think we can have anyway at a special meeting, yeah. Come to think of it. So, okay, if nothing, any
other comments?
No other comments.
Okay, we are adjourned.